Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave the magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contained.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of your half-hour inspirational program. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker, and I'm going to be with you for the next 30 minutes. Thank you so very much for tuning in with us this evening. It's really, really, truly a joy to have you all on the air with us each and every week. I thank you for that, and we certainly have a great show planned for you this evening. Tonight's broadcast is a holding part two. A holding pattern with God. We're going to invite the presence of the Holy Spirit into our programming tonight. Father, we thank you for all of your blessings. We thank you for life. We thank you for love. We thank you for the heart of the matter. We thank you for it all. Please keep us and be with us and help present this evening according to your will. Let me pray and thank you. Amen. I want to take this opportunity first and foremost by saying I do apologize for last week's broadcast. It was rather different. Looks like the enemy was really trying his best to deter the programming. And I'm not going to give him any credit for having success at it at all. But I know that there was a message in it to be learned. And I thank God for his grace and his mercy. Tonight, we're going to be talking about a holding pattern for God. A holding pattern for God. You know, when I think about a holding pattern, and this is part two, the holding pattern that I think about is when planes are preparing to take off. You know, sometimes there's a number of planes in line. And you have to sort of wait in a holding pattern until the pilot has to have his plane in a holding pattern, waiting patiently until they get clearance from the control tower that it's clear to take off or to even get in the path for departure. And so as I think about that, oftentimes it puts me in the mind that we want to go ahead of God. And see, just like with that plane, if that plane were to go out there without getting clearance to align that plane for takeoff, for departure, then there's danger. There's the lurking of danger. Excuse me. There's the lurking of danger that's right there. So when I think about this, I say, well, my goodness, if they don't receive clearance and they go out there anyway, just going on their own judgment, there's prone to be a major catastrophe that takes place. And so as I think about that, I also think about, see, when God tells us, based on a prayer that we've uttered to him, asking him for something, and he's going to always answer your prayer, yes, no, or wait. And so when we fail to have the patience to wait for that, and we want to decide that, you know what, I'm going to go ahead, God, and I'm going to jump on this thing, and I know you're going to bless me. I'm just going to do this thing right here, God. You know, when I know you may, you know, you're going to send me the answer to this, but God, I need to go ahead and do this thing. Anyway, you decide that, hey, I'm going to jump out here. You're jumping into a danger zone. just like that plane, because you didn't get the clearance. God simply told you to wait. He simply told you to wait. And then when you go ahead, then you're taking a risk. You're taking a risk that could turn into a major catastrophe. And so I encourage you tonight on this broadcast, I encourage you, if you're faced with a decision that you just feel that, okay, I need to make this decision, I'm anxious about it, and I'm going to do it no matter what anyone says, no matter what anyone thinks, when warning signs have been sent your way to say simply to wait, you know, the simply that says to wait, and you decide, you know what, I'm not waiting anymore. I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to do this thing. Then you know what? Then you're saying, and this is my opinion, you're sending a message to God that, God, I don't need you to, I don't need you anymore to take care of this, because I can make my own decision. I can render that. I know what's best for me. You don't know what's best for me. And you know what? I believe God, even though he loves us, he will still look out for us, of course. But you know what? He will allow you, because you have free will, to go ahead and do the thing that you feel you want to do. And then later, I can assure you, it will catch up with you, and before you know it, you'll look back and you say, gosh, if I had just had a little patience, if I had just waited a little longer, if I had just waited on the Lord, you know, I wouldn't be going through what I'm going through right now. I can assure you that it will catch up with you. Now, let me tell you the benefit of waiting on the Lord. And if we go to, and this, you may have heard me mention this over the air before, when we talk about God's merciful providence. You know, the scripture tells us, and this is happens to be one of my favorite texts in the Bible. The scripture tells us that in Isaiah 40:31, but they, it's talking about the people now, but they, ooh, this is good. I get so excited just opening the Bible to that scripture. And the Bible says, but they that wait upon the Lord. In other words, waiting requires you to have a degree of patience. You know, in other words, when you come to the point of using the word, the conjunction, but, when you come with that, then what you're doing is you're saying with that conjunction that there was something that took place prior to that word. You know, so the Bible says here, that's the first word it says in Isaiah 40:31. It says, but. So you can go back and look at the context of the things that were taking place prior to that. And I'm telling you, just like that plane that I told you about earlier, that's in that holding pattern, waiting for the clearance to take off, if the pilot had just gone onto that path to take off without clearance, then you're looking at the risk of human error that could cause a major catastrophe. But, you know, but the fact is, here's the conjunction now, but the fact that he or she waits, talking about the pilot now, for clearance to come from the control panel, from the tower, you know, if you please, if we say, but he or she that wait on the Lord, the control tower, the real control tower, the center of it all, the universe, the orchestrator of it all. But they that wait, have the patience, pilot. We're talking about the pilot here. Have the patience to wait until you get clearance. And same way with the people. The Bible tells us, but they that wait upon the Lord. It's not the saying wait upon man here. And the control panel has to give the clearance, that's man. But a greater power tells the people that are going through something, says, wait, I got you. I got you. Don't worry about it. All you need to do is exercise patience. You know, even though you breathe my breath of life, you know, you don't even have to tell yourself to breathe. He said, I got you. You're breathing my breath because I put it in you. So if I can do that, surely I can take care of you. You know, my mercy, we're talking about God's merciful providence. That's what we're talking about here. But they that wait upon the Lord, all right, now watch this here, shall. The word shall sends a message of an inference that means you can rest assured. There's a guarantee that it's going to happen. There's not a likelihood that it's going to happen. There's a guarantee that it's going to happen. Shall. It's, you know, if we were to substitute that word, it will. Expect it to take place. Expect it to happen. Bible tells us, but they that wait upon the Lord shall expect it. It's going to happen. All you got to do is be patient. Shall what, you say, shall renew. The word re means again, something that took place before, and now is going to take place again. Again, that's what the word re means. It means to be repeated, to happen again, to take place again. And we're bringing it down here for you. Don't just take my word for it. Go to the scriptures. Isaiah 40:31. But they that wait, those out there that are even asking for something, you may be on this phone tonight, and you have asked God for something, and it hasn't happened when you wanted it to happen. It has just hasn't manifest like you wanted to manifest. And you're getting excited, you're getting anxious, and you just can't see, God, why aren't you answering me? Why can't I have this thing? And God is saying, I'm answering your prayer. He says it's either yes, no, or wait. And you see, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Okay? You may be feeling like you're weak, and you just feel vulnerable. It could be a situation where right now a woman is going through something and she's met a man. She's been tired of being lonely out there. She's been tired of being lonely, and I'm going to give you a story momentarily about this. She decides that, you know what, God, I like this man, but, you know, he's putting pressure on me. You know, we just met a couple of months ago, and you know, he wants to be physically intimate. We just met a couple of months ago. He wants to be physically intimate. I don't really even know him. And Lord, I want to hold myself. I decided that I want to be celibate. I want to wait until I'm married. But then she's struggling with it because she doesn't want to lose him. Woo! She says, Lord, this is a nice looking man. Lord, this is a man that I've been praying about. Lord, I know you put him in my path. Lord, I mean, you know, he wants to see if the tools work properly. You know, he wants to see if we're compatible in that area. Lord, can I just, woo, I can't seem to hold myself when I'm around him. But the Lord tells us here, he's already given you your instructions on what you're supposed to do. And now you want to try to compromise with God's direction. You want to compromise with God's instructions. You want to compromise with God's laws. Well, God's laws are not subject to compromise. God's laws are not subject to negotiations. God's laws are not subject to alteration. God's laws are not subject to recommendations. God's laws are absolute. God's laws are final. God's laws are permanent. God's laws are written in stone and in statute. God is a God that does not change his heart. God knows the beginning from the end and the end from the beginning. He says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You might be feeling vulnerable right now, and you might feel that you need to give in to this person. But I can assure you that if you wait upon the Lord and be patient with him and follow his instructions, that it will be well worth the wait. The story is told about a young lady that met a man. She actually met this man that was giving a speech one day. She saw him to be a very attractive man. And she felt like this was the man that God put into her path. This was the man of her dreams. This is the man that she wanted to be with. Her friends even encouraged her, girl, don't let him get away. Because where are you going to find such a good-looking, fine man like that again? Especially because he's shown an interest in you. He's shown an interest in you. Girl, just, hey, hold on tight. We're your sister girls here. We're your friends. We got your back. We know what's best for you. We know how the pain you've gone through in your last relationship, which was several years ago. And girl, God has now rescued you with another man. Good-looking man has come along. Well, this woman decided to go out with the man. They had a one-night stand, and they ended up that one night, that same night, being intimate, even without protection. Well, little did she know, sometime later, her sister girls' husbands knew the man back in the day. And lo and behold, when they found out that this is the man that went out with her, they were praying in their hearts and in their minds because it was reflective over the expressions that came across their face. When those two ladies, the wives, looked at their husbands and said, what's wrong? The men looked at each other and they say, we know this man. And this man is HIV positive. The women's face, the consonants on their faces dropped in disappointment. They tried desperately to get a hold of their friend to see if the friend was still out with them. And lo and behold, they couldn't catch up with the friend. And days later, when they finally caught up with him, they hesitated to ask, did you sleep with this man, this fine, good-looking man? But finally, they couldn't hold it no more. And they did ask. And the friend revealed everything to them, indicating that she had gone all the way with him. And it was then, it was sadness in their hearts, but they had to tell her that he was HIV positive. The lady, being a single parent, became devastated, overwhelmingly devastated, because all she could think about at that point was a death sentence of her life. And then who would look after her children, she thought. But see, one bad decision. Because we are vulnerable. We get so caught up. We get so caught up. And we want to go ahead of God when he has already given you your instruction. We want to go ahead of God when he's already given you your direction. We want to go ahead of God when he's giving you your purpose, your function, your role. We begin to say, going ahead of him, I know what's best for me. I'm an adult. I can do my own thing. You know what the scripture tells us with that conjunction. But they that wait upon the Lord. You see, if this woman had waited, she'd already gone through a period of wait. So, you know, it was just the excitement of this new man, the good looking, the stature of the man, that she failed to realize or even take into consideration that there could be a health issue. And that one night stand, that one stupid decision could be her death, a death. You know, looking into the eyes of death. And then she wondered, why wouldn't the man tell her? And then some may even say, why should he tell her? When he's trying to have his pleasure, wherever he can have it. Because people need to take stock of their soul salvation, of their own lives. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew, shall gain again, shall have again a renewal of their strength. That vulnerability where you once failed, oh no, when you wait on the Lord, he will, the word shall means it's going to take place, shall renew your strength. Ha ha. And watch this, as if it's not enough. They were still talking about the same people. Had this lady waited, they shall mount up with wings. You got to watch this now. Not just mount up with wings, but they're going to mount up with wings as eagles. You know, if you have not seen the wings of an eagle, I encourage you to look at the wings of an eagle when they are soaring in the skies. It is the most beautiful. It is a heavenly sight to see. When you see, oh my goodness, I'm getting excited here. When those, the wing spread, his eagle, that eagle spreads his wings, and he soars like he is part of the heavenly generation. You know, God has made that creature in such a special way that he can just spread his wings and soar. It sends a message of inference that heaven, you know, there's hope. But they that wait upon the Lord, there is hope. They shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. And then it takes us a little bit deeper. They shall run. It's not just talking about walk. They shall run and not be weary. Meaning they shall run and won't even be tired. Because see, now your strength, because you waited on the Lord, your strength is being renewed. It's going to give you that rejuvenation again. Imagine being a 50-year-old man. Help me, Holy Ghost. And now the things, you know, you had difficulty walking up some stairs at one point in time. You had difficulty just walking a block. You know, and all of a sudden, Christ came into your life to make some alterations, some adjustments of to rid you, to detox you of some things that you may have been doing that you didn't even realize until you came across Christ. And you let go of some of these bad habits. It could even be the eating habits that you once had. And you decided to let me get into the 8 laws of nature with God. And let me get this rejuvenation. And all of a sudden, one day, after going through this detox, you begin to realize, you can walk 3, 4, 5 blocks. You can jog a little bit. And all of a sudden, you're not as weary. You're not weary anymore. And see, the Bible tells us here, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. That 50-year-old got it again. You see, he got it again because he waited on the Lord. He followed the Lord's instruction. He followed his direction. He followed his guidance. He followed his purpose. He followed God's will. He shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And here it goes. And when they're not running anymore, the Bible tells us, and they shall walk. Woo, they're calming down now from that run. But they shall walk and not faint. You see, You see, you got to be in there, to under, in the will of God. You got to connect with him. You got to collaborate with him to understand his purpose, his direction, his guidance, his law. You got to be there. And in order to be there, you got to communicate with him. You got to open up his word and begin to study, not just read for the purpose of reading, but you got to study his word like you thirst for water. You got to study his word like you want food to sustain you. The word of God tells us that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. If you want to know what that word is, you got to open up his word, the Bible. You got to begin to read this Bible. You got to begin to study this Bible. You got to begin to understand. Ask God to reveal it to you, what he wants you to know. And let me tell you something. After you finish running, you shall walk to calm down, and you will not faint, because the power in God's word tells us that. And let me tell you, you know, those of you all that are listening under the sound of my voice tonight, if you feel that you're going through something right now, you feel that, you know what, my children may not be as obedient as I'd like them to be. You know, my boyfriend, my girlfriend, we're going through some difficult times. My husband or my wife, it's hard for us. We just can't seem to be on the right page. Well, I'm telling you, no matter what your situation may be, those of you all that are listening under the sound of my voice, you get on your knees and you cry out to the God of heaven. And he already realized what your circumstances are. He already realized what your situation is. If you are living in a situation that's not pleasing in his sight, you see, he sees you every day. He knows what you're doing. He knows your heart. Many of us, we want to do the right thing. We want to say the right thing. But, you know, when it comes to the reality of things, when it comes to the practicality of things, we don't, you know, we want to compromise with God's law. And I'm here to tell you, just as a reminder, and you already know this, God's laws are not for negotiating. They're there for a reason. They're there for a reason. And don't let anybody or anything cause you to deviate from the power of the God of creation. Because if you're one of those and you need to decide, you might be vulnerable right now, but if you're listening or if you know someone that needs to hear this message, you pick up your phone and you call them and say, listen to this broadcast. You know, we're not asking you for anything tonight at all. We're just asking you to simply call somebody and tell them, encourage them to listen to this broadcast. And where they're feeling vulnerable, you encourage them to let them listen for themselves and then encourage them to turn to Isaiah 40, 31 and ask them to just trust God where they can't trace him. Ask them to believe in God's word, his power, because God's word will never fail. It will never falter and it will never fail, but it will do exactly what he commissions it to do. I trust this program has been a blessing to you as much as it is to me. And please tell somebody about this broadcast. They need to hear the living word. God loves you so much that he gave his only begotten son for you. And if you were the only person left on the planet, he would send his son. His son would have volunteered to come just for you. I trust you've enjoyed the program tonight. And we look forward to you being on next Tuesday's broadcast from 7 to 8 p.m., the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Of course, if you choose to bypass that program, please join us again next Friday night for your half-hour inspiration program. Until then, everyone, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.